Christmas, everybody. It is the Simon Conway Show. This is not a Merry Christmas-free zone, as you have come to expect over the years. There's something very odd going on in San Francisco, a phrase we have said many times before, I am sure. Well, joining us to talk about it, the spokesperson of the National Police Association, she is Sergeant Betsy, I'm going to mess this up, Brantner Smith. Hopefully I didn't mess this up. Sergeant, how are you?
Most people kind of mess up that middle name, but you did it perfect. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. You are indeed very welcome. So San Francisco police are going to be putting armed, potentially lethal, remote-controlled robots on the streets. Nothing could possibly go wrong.
Not exactly what they're going to do. This whole situation has kind of taken on a life of its own. Here's what's really happening is the city of San Francisco, post George Floyd, they passed an ordinance, a law that says that whenever they're going to change any kind of policy that involves use of force, or they're going to bring in new equipment or utilize equipment for a new situation that might be considered paramilitary, if you will, that they have to have public hearings on it, that they have to discuss it at city council, and that people get to come and weigh in. And I don't necessarily think that's a bad idea. I think that the public should be able to have some input into things. But the use of robots for potentially deadly force situations is really nothing new. And it's another tool that law enforcement can use to keep police officers safe. We've really been using robots since the very early 80s. But there is a potential to use them in deadly force situations.
Wait a minute.
People upset.
Betsy, the early 80s?
Yes, believe
so,
it or not.
So wait a minute, like this?
Hasta la vista, baby.
Like that?
I'm telling you, there's times when I was a cop, I wish I had a Terminator next to me.
Because that was the early 80s.
Well, absolutely. And that's the thing. My husband's a retired police lieutenant and a trainer, and we were talking today, and he talked about a SWAT situation where he utilized a robot in 1983. So this is something that we've been using for decades. Now, do we arm them with rifles and things like that? We do not. Can they be used for deadly force situations? Sure they can. And we saw this in 2016 in Dallas when we had multiple police officers murdered by a Black Lives Matter activist who had lots of weapons, explosives. And what Dallas PD did was utilize that robot after they gave it a lot of thought and a lot of discussion. They used that robot to deliver explosives to where that cop killer was holed up. And they blew him up with explosives because that was the only option that they had that would not cost more lives, whether it was law enforcement lives or civilian lives. So there can be a deadly force use for these.
Okay, so you're telling me this is not the first step to Terminator? Because, you know, we want to say, have you people never seen a Terminator movie? You know, human beings will be the architects of our own destruction. There's no doubt in my mind that we will do that one day. And this seems like a step on the ladder. It's just ironic, of course, that Arnold Schwarzenegger used to be governor of California. Or was he Arnold Schwarzenegger?
And you know what? You look at his term as governor and you look at what he's done since. He used to be a really pro-police guy and not so much anymore.
Yeah, don't get that. Don't get that at all, by the way.
Don't either.
No, don't get that. We're very pro-police on this show. We thank you for your service. And the very first and for a long time only approved T-shirt for my show was a Back the Blue T-shirt. So there you go. For a very long time.
I'm wearing one right now, and good. I sure appreciate that.
Absolutely. All right, so if they take the next step, we'll have you back, Betsy. Is that all right?
I would be honored to come back. The Des Moines community and the whole state of Iowa, I have lots of family, is near and dear to my heart.
Yeah. So much. Well, of course, this is the Ronald Reagan station as well. Ronald Reagan used to work on WHO, which is our flagship station. He also used to work on WOC, which is another station you are on right now.
Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. You take care.